बाबा को साथ। उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। सो वी आर बिगिनिंग चैप्टर 2 ऑफ द बुक अमृत वेला, एंड द हेडिंग इज रोल ऑफ बाप दादा एट अमृत वेला एंड रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज ऑफ चिल्ड्रन, एंड द सब हेडिंग इज बाप दादा हैज फिक्स्ड द टाइम ऑफ अमृत वेला स्पेशली फॉर ब्राह्मिन्स। बाबा सेज every child of the father is very lovely, all are the best, whether poor or money lenders, whether educated or illiterate, all are more loving than other, they are all special souls for the father. Which speciality do they all have? All are loving, all are the best, all have got speciality, and which is that speciality which everyone is having? Yes? One speciality which each Brahmin child has got. What is that speciality? They have the speciality of knowing the Father. The father from whom the rishis, munis and tapasvis said, Neti, Neti, has been recognized and attained by you. So you have known the father, you have recognized the father, and he is attained by you. Recognizing father, knowing father and attaining him. So Father gives love and remembrance to such special souls every day. They meet together every day. The time of Amrit Vela is the special time that has been fixed for children. First children and then the queue of devotees later. The time of meeting to the special souls will also be special, isn't it? So always consider yourself such a special soul and always fly in happiness. So, this is the new chapter in this book, Amrit Vela. And the heading is, Baba has fixed the time of Amrit Vela specially for children. And Baba is saying that each and every child of the Father is lovely, is special, is unique. And why unique? Because of these three things. They have recognized the Father. They have known the Father, they have attained the Father. Father, for whom the rishis, the munis, the tapasvis, what they say? Neti, neti. What is neti, neti? What is neti, neti? We do not know. That is one meaning explained by Baba. But what is the meaning given in scriptures? Baba describes neti neti as we do not know. No. Neti neti is a concept in Advaita Vedanta. It's a concept in Vedanta, Advaita Vedanta, which is also known as monism, which is also known as non-dualism. This is a concept which was propounded by Adi Shankaracharya. The first concept in the philosophy of Gyan. This is known as Advaita Vedanta, non-dualism or monism, and some people prefer to call it Mayavada. So these are the four names. So that was Shankaracharya. But immediately after Shankaracharya, the other philosopher came. His name was Ramanujacharya. He propounded another philosophy, that is Vishishta Advaita. But immediately after that, yet another philosopher came in the south. All three are in the south. He was Madhavacharya. And he propounded the philosophy of Dvaitvada, that is dualism. So this is Advaita Vedanta, this is non-dualism, everything is one homogeneous substance. Here it is specified Vedanta, Vishishta Advaita, Vishishta Advaitvada. And Madhavacharya is Dvait, means two. God is different, souls are different. Ramanujacharya says souls are in God and God are in souls. While Shankaracharya says everything is one homogeneous substance. So how can you read that one homogeneous substance, which in fact is not God, but they call it Brahman. In Hindi, Brahma. In English, they call it Brahman. So, none but one is Brahman. So, this Madhavacharya propounded the philosophy of Dvaitavada that later on was called Bhakti Mark. Because souls are different and God is different. This is Vishishta Advaita. That also turned into Bhakti. But the path of Nivritti and the path of Sannyas remains of Shankaracharya, which is further divided into 10 parts. So, that is the Sannyas mark. So these Sannyasis, they do not worship any personal God. They do not believe in Bhakti. They do not worship. They do not believe in any deity. They are against all idolatry. So, what is their philosophy then? They feel that this world is filled with one Chaitanya, that is known as one consciousness, and that is known as Brahman. And that alone is truth, Brahma Satya. This world is mithya, is false. Pragyanam Brahma, that Brahma is living. So they say that the goal of life is to reach this stage. It's just like, this is a glass of water, and there is an air inside the glass, there is an air outside the glass. When the air realizes that I am this air which is outside, then the last stage comes, Samadhi. But what is the problem? This name and form. This is Maya. Name and form. This glass. Remove the glass. And the air inside and the air outside is same. So how do you go about this then? Because they are opposed to Bhakti. They don't want to worship anybody. So how do they go? So they go by the philosophy which is known as Neti Neti. Neti Neti means not this, not this. Which is God? This mind? No, not this. This body? Not this. This intellect? Not this. This tree? Not this. This statue? Not this. This picture? Not this. So this philosophy is known as not this, not this, not this, not this. This cannot be God, this cannot be God, this cannot be God. And ultimately when the soul reaches that ultimate stage, it becomes silent. It doesn't speak anything. So that is the last stage. Where even this saying, Neti Neti, is lost. So Baba is saying here, in the world, nobody knows God. They all are searching God. Only you are the ones who have recognized Him, who know Him, and who have attained Him. Because this concept of God, if you ask any person in the world, for example, if I ask Brother Arvind to give his introduction, will he be able to give? Very difficult. If somebody asks me, who am I? It's very difficult to give introduction. Who really am I? If you ask any human being, random, and ask him, who are you? And he starts, okay, I am this, this, I have this business. But he is very difficult for any person in the world to give his full introduction. Now you can imagine how difficult it is for God to give his own introduction. He himself is Virat, he is infinite. And then he has to give his introduction in words, which are so limited. How can limited give introduction, his own introduction in words, while it is so difficult for us also to give our own introduction? If I tell, okay, I am this, I work in this place, I have this job, This is my family. No matter how much I tell about myself, that will be incomplete. So, no matter how much God has spoken in all the Murlis about Himself, that is yet incomplete. Because no one, God Himself cannot even give His own introduction. Because for giving His introduction, He has to come in words, and words are limited. And while He is the unlimited. So when such is the, you can understand the difficulty of God. The difficulty is His praising, His problems of giving His own introduction. How can He give? Do you think that He has given His own introduction? Forget that we have understood or not. But He Himself, has He given His introduction in all the Murlis? Full introduction? No. Some part of Him is still hidden. He has yet not given full introduction. God is a mystery. Even to Brahmin children. He remains the mystery. So, still Baba says that you have recognized me, you have understood me. But many times He has said, recently there was a Murli, Baba said, Khuda. He Himself knows who He is. No one else. Except God, nobody knows Him. So, people say neti, neti, neti. Not this, not this, not this. So they are lost in this philosophy of neti, neti. They are lost in all the different philosophies. Dvaitvad, Advaitvad, Vishishta Advaitvad. These are the three main. Then later on many other schemes. Dvaitvad, Advaitvad, to create further confusion. Vallabhacharya, to create further confusion. Achinta Bheda Vedvad, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Shuddha Advaitvad. That further came. The Nimbarkacharya came. Vallabhacharya came. So they kept on propounding their one more philosophy with little additions. They said, let me correct this, Shankaracharya. He is little gone wrong. And when these philosophers came, when Ramanujacharya came, nobody could beat Ramanujacharya. People who were following Shankaracharya, they started following Ramanujacharya then. But when Madhavacharya came, he was such a precocious child. That everybody started following Madhavacharya and they gave up Shankaracharya, this Ramanujacharya. But when all these Acharya were on this side, suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he starts worshipping God. And all of a sudden bhakti comes. And people rejected all this Mayavad. So whenever new soul comes, he brings new fresh fragrance. And people cannot stop that. People were earlier doing Vedic worships. But the moment Buddha came, people stopped worshipping. And from Hindus, they turned into Buddhas, Buddhism. But when Shankaracharya came, they gave up Buddhism again. And they came back to Hinduism. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, they gave up all this Vedanta. And they came back to Bhakti. And Bhakti started. So this Baba said in today's Murli, Gurdhani means extra sweetness. They keep on reciting the scriptures without understanding. Whatever they are told, they keep on reciting. Gurdhani, that is extra sweetness they put to their scriptures, their words, so that the lay people, laity keep on following them. So but nobody knows God, so God remains a mystery. In the entire cycle, he is the enigmatic figure, most mysterious figure, and nobody knows him. He himself has not given his full introduction, because words are limited. He says, without body I cannot speak, and I cannot propound my knowledge by inspiration. But we know more about God than anybody in the world. Because we have recognized him. At least we have known that he is not in this world. People feel that first, monotheism, there is one God, accepted. Then there is pantheism. Monotheism, pantheism, and polytheism. Polytheism means multiple gods. At least we have got rid of that. And then there is a concept of pantheism. Everything is God. This pen is God. This book is God. That is further dangerous concept. And then there is an avatarvad, where these are all different manifestations of God, but He is the real God, personal God. So the concept of personal God, impersonal God, the concept of sagun and nirgun, the concept of form, God with form, God without form. And then there are people like Ramakrishna who bring about the harmony and they say that everything is right. So humankind is caught in the quagmire of confusion. So nobody knows who is God. Only when He comes, He alone can tell who is God. And He says, I am the point of light. I do not stay in this world. Sorry. I am sorry if you feel bad. But I don't stay in this world. Sorry, but I am not omnipresent. I am omniscient. I am omnipotent. But I am not omnipresent. I am not ubiquitous. Ubiquitous means I am not everywhere. I have my resident. The residence. Natat bhasayate surya na shashanko na pavaka. Yadgatva nivartante taddhamam paramam mama. I am the resident of that paramdham. I stay there, not here. So you have recognized me. You have known me. You have attained me. So this is the greatest intoxication we have. And that's why Baba said, Amritvela. My first preference, I give my special appointment to all these children. So first number is ours. We are the special children, lovely children. And then comes the queue of devotees. What the devotees do? They keep on asking. They keep on beseeching, demanding, begging, praying. They keep on praying. They love prayers. So all devotees love to pray. They keep on praying all the time. They cry out with their songs, with their hymns, with their bhajans. And their cry and their songs are filled with begging. They keep on asking something or other. There are few devotees, they just ask for love of God. Definitely there are some pure devotees, but very rare. Seldom you will find such devotees. So, we are those souls in the world who have recognized Him, who have understood Him, who have known Him, who follow Him, and who have attained Him. So we have got rid of all the extra sweetness of bhakti, gurdhani. So, if this is the state of the affair, what should we do? He says, I am giving you special importance upon, this time is very specially allotted to you. So what are we to do at Amritvela? Take as much benefit as possible. Know the importance of Amritvela. The time of meeting to the special soul will also be special, isn't it? So always consider yourself to be a special soul and always fly in happiness. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, happiness is your nourishment. This is the divine nourishment. This is the divine nourishment. So fly in happiness, jump in happiness, sing with happiness. And that happiness should stay throughout the day. Nothing of this world, nothing of this planet Earth should destroy your happiness. So, the fountain of happiness should be perennial, uninterrupted. Nothing of this world should come and disturb us. And that can happen only when we are drowned in the love of God. In today's blessing, Baba said, those who love Baba, for them each and every word spoken by Him is so valuable. All questions are finished. And they say that as if this word, this line, this statement, this version said by Baba is specially for me. This is for me, Baba has spoken. And they remain undisturbed. Otherwise, yesterday's Murli Baba said, in Bhatti, in furnace, there are three results. What are they? yesterday Sakar Murli. Some become mature, some remain immature, and some are broken. So Maya is also very powerful here. So not everyone will get mature. Not everyone will get strong. Only those who are filled with that intense, passionate, intimate love of God. So at Amrit Vela, fill yourself with that unlimited, boundless love of God. Feel the importance of Amrit Vela. What time we are starting Amrit Vela? What is the quality of Amrit Vela? How focused, one-pointed we are at Amrit Vela? What is the experience of bodilessness at Amrit Vela? How much love we are filling our hearts with at Amrit Vela? How much we are filled with higher consciousness at Amrit Vela? What is the percentage of waste, negative at Amrit Vela? So these are all the questions to be asked, self-checked, answered, understood. And as we are always saying, the best way to do Amrit Vela is to sleep. Best method is first to go to bed early. Wake up, better to take bath and then do Amrit Vela. Also, never do Amrit Vela on the bed itself where you have slept. One principle of spirituality is that bed should be kept only for sleeping. They say exercise or studying should be done at some other place. So that, and all the digital devices should be off. We talk about in medicine, we talk about physical health, mental health, emotional health, social health, spiritual health. There is yet another dimension that is known as digital health or digital wellness. Are we digitally sick, suffering from digital addictions? Nowadays they talk of digital wellness. What is the digital health? How healthy you are digitally? One should coin a new definition for the digital health. It is not just the absence of internet or social media, but it is a state of complete well-being where even the digital communication is spiritual. This phone should become a spiritual phone, which should have spiritual surfing, spiritual internet, spiritual WhatsApp, spiritual social media, which should have spiritual calls, which should have spiritual messages. It should be used for spiritual seva. Then only this mobile, this cell phone will be called spiritual cell phone. So today's, again I will read, every child of the Father is very lovely. All are the best, whether poor or money lenders, whether educated or illiterate. All are more loving than other. They are all special souls for the Father. What speciality do all have? They have speciality of knowing the Father for whom the rishis, munis, tapasvis says niti niti, has been recognized and attained by you. So Bab Dada gives love remembrance to such special souls every day. They meet together every day. The time of Amrit Vela is the special time that has been fixed for children. First children and then the queue of devotees later. The time of meeting to the special soul will also be the special, isn't it? So, always consider yourself such a special soul. Always fly in happiness. Om Shanti.